Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
is it okay to masturbate once or twice in a day?
In spite of many sex educators and doctors' best efforts to educate people about masturbation, it seems that many masturbation myths persist. In fact, we get quite a lot of questions about whether it's okay to masturbate. Most people's masturbation is within a normal, healthy range. There is nothing necessarily wrong with masturbating once, twice, or three or more times in a day. And yes, even if that happens several times in a week or every day in a week. Masturbation refers to the many ways that women and men pleasure their own bodies. Though most people stimulate their genitals during masturbation, some prefer to stimulate their nipples or inner thighs, and some rub against a pillow or bed or get creative in the shower or bath. Truly, there are countless ways that men and women learn to find pleasure through masturbation. In the 1800s, there were many myths about masturbation that suggested that masturbation would cause all sorts of medical illnesses. In fact, masturbation is not harmful. It will not, for example, make people sick or unusually fatigued, nor will it make them grow weak or feeble. In fact, masturbation tends to help quite a lot of people to feel relaxed, to fall asleep, or simply to feel content and satisfied. It can also be a helpful way to learn about one's own body and what type of stimulation feels good. In rare cases, people may masturbate so often or in such unusual ways that it gets in the way of their ability to hold a job, attend school, or maintain a healthy relationship with another person. But that's not really a masturbation issue, as that can happen with any range of things. For example, sex with another person can get in the way of these same things, as can someone's insistence on watching television for an excessive amount of time. If your masturbation routine is causing you distress or discomfort, you might find it helpful to speak about it with your healthcare provider or with a sex therapist. You can find a sex therapist through the American Association of Sex Educators, Counselors, and Therapists website, which is www.aasect.org. In addition, The Big Book of Masturbation by Martha Cornog provides an often humorous look at how people have talked or written about masturbation from the perspectives of medicine, psychology, anthropology, and even comics. You can learn more about this book and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.